what might the automaker be looking for when they search for a site? Proximity to other plants, proximity to suppliers, proximity to workers?
Honda takes several factors into consideration. First, they want to build a new assembly plant near their supply base. They've already announced that they intend to provide the engines from their existing plant in Anna, Ohio. And therefore, they need to put the assembly plant somewhere within striking distance of Western Ohio. Beyond that, they would want to go into a place that would be relatively rural, but still within an hour of a larger metropolitan area in order to get the labor force and the services from the bigger city. They like to be near interstates, preferably near two interstates if possible. And they also would like to avoid going into areas that they would be competing with other Japanese car makers. They would also like to go into areas that would not have a strong support for unions.
These are not union shops, I take it.
Honda is not a union shop. They would not be welcoming a union in there.
What's the importance of not competing against other automakers when it comes to building cars in certain places? I can understand a dealer not wanting to build right across the street from another dealer, or maybe they would, but why that concern when you're talking about building cars?
The international car makers don't like to build their assembly plants near their competitors because they don't want to be competing in the same labor market. When an international car maker comes into a community in rural mid-America, they're typically going to be paying the highest wages in the community. And Honda, for example, doesn't want to have to compete with Toyota for the same workforce. There's another factor that's important in this as well, and that is that the international car makers don't want to be competing with each other for subsidies from the state. It's going to cost a bundle from whatever state gets this plant, and Honda doesn't want to get into a bidding war with other international car makers for the state subsidy.
So what could Illinois' chances be, along with Southeast Indiana, where there's one site under consideration and the other sites in Ohio that Honda may be considering?
I think Honda is going to be looking first at Ohio because of the fact that the major components are going to be made in Ohio. They've already announced that. Honda has a very tight supplier network. They have traditionally not liked to move engines and transmissions very long distances across our interstates. On the other hand, Toyota has a looser network. Toyota has been very willing and has made it work, moving their engines and transmissions hundreds of miles across our interstates, and it's possible that Honda has widened its search for an assembly plant site, thinking that they could emulate Toyota and move these parts further along. I think that Illinois has, at least eastern Illinois, has a good shot at this because if you do the arithmetic on a road map, you'd see that eastern Illinois is maybe 250 miles or so from where the engines are going to come from, and it's interstate all the way. So that's less than one day's delivery range, and so that's very feasible.